Good evening, everyone. This is Sergeant Dana Costin with the Cape Coral Police Department. I'm here in our Special Operations Bureau with Sergeant Patrick O'Grady of our traffic unit. Evening, Sergeant.
Evening.
Tonight we're going to be doing a special traffic operation. We generally call it a wolf pack, but that's just kind of a fancy name for it. Can you kind of give our listeners an idea of what's going to be going on tonight?
Sure. We're going to have at least 30 officers from neighboring agencies, including Cape Coral PD, Fort Myers Police Department, Lee County Sheriff's Office, and FHP, and possibly Florida Gulf Coast University. They're going to be out and about looking for just traffic violations, speeding, red lights, stuff like that, and hopefully enforcing DUI laws very strictly.
So this type of operation, this is part of the larger drive sober or get pulled over push, right?
Yes, this is the Labor Day crackdown period.
And typically here in Cape Coral, would you say that DUI is a problem that we are dealing with here in the city?
I wouldn't say just Cape Coral. I would say nationwide.
On a Friday night like this, what do we typically run into when you're out there on the street as far as number of intoxicated drivers?
It depends on the amount of calls for service, but we do have a lot of impaired drivers out on the roadway.
Okay. So tonight we're going to be doing the enforcement operation. What advice would you give people who might be listening to this tonight and maybe out or about to head out for the evening?
If they're going to be out drinking, I would have a designated driver or call a taxi. A taxi will cost you maybe $50, or a DUI will cost you up around $10,000 and have a huge impact on your life.
And that's just for a first-time DUI?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your time, Sergeant, and we'll see you out on the road. This is Sergeant Dana Costin with the Cape Coral Police Department.